staying in Britain, it was announced this week that London's Westminster Cathedral, the mother church and focal point for the Catholic community throughout England and Wales, is in urgent need of repair to prevent its domes from becoming a potential danger to the public. At a press conference, Cardinal Murphy O'Connor launched a £3 million appeal for the cathedral to fund a major programme of restoration works and urgent repairs. Westminster Cathedral was built at the end of the 19th century, and with its distinctive Byzantine architecture, is one of London's most striking landmarks. The cathedral boasts the largest nave in Britain, and its interior, although still incomplete, contains fine marble works and mosaics. It also has a famous choir that is widely considered to be one of the finest in the world, and whose music you heard at the start of this report. Well, to tell me more about Westminster Cathedral, its history, and provide more details about those urgently needed repairs, I spoke to the cathedral's administrator, Monsignor Mark Langham. I began by asking him whether there is a risk of collapse.
No, because we're catching the work in time, and it's prudent that we begin work now. So I have to make it very clear, we're not in danger of bricks falling on people's heads at the moment. We wouldn't allow that to happen. But if we don't act now, then within the next 5 to 10 years, we will be in that situation. And that's what our investigations have shown.
When and how did you discover this problem? Was it just during a routine survey?
That's correct. We've never been able to look closely at the vaults of the cathedral because they're so high, and we'd only observe them from ground level. We didn't have the technology to get close to them, but early in 2007, finally, we did manage to get hold of a lifting material, a crane from Italy, in fact, that enabled us to go the 104 feet, the 34 metres, up to the domes and look inside them. And what we saw there concerned us greatly. We realized that unless we acted immediately, then within a few years we would be facing a serious situation.
How long and how easy do you believe it will take to raise this large sum of money you are requesting?
We're hoping in the first place to raise £1 million within this year. That's for the most urgent work. And then work related to it, a further £3 million for wiring and the various other alterations we have to make to the cathedral, is staged over a longer period of 2 or 3 years. But we do need to do the urgent work this year, so we're hoping to raise that £1 million within 2008.
How disruptive will these works be? Because, of course, this is a very busy cathedral, isn't it? I gather it has seven masses celebrated every day.
Seven masses every day, 7 hours of confessions every day. So we want to keep the cathedral as functioning as possible. So we've constructed the scaffolding so that people will still be able to see the sanctuary and processions will still be able to take place. But inevitably, there'll be a big presence of scaffolding in the nave and people will notice it, I'm afraid. But we can't avoid it if we're to do this essential work.
And how have people reacted to the news?
I think people are a little bit concerned about how disruptive it will be, most especially people getting married next year. I've had lots of phone calls from worried brides and grooms. But on the whole, I think people are very understanding and they're glad that we're doing this work now because it means we can hand the cathedral on to the next generation in good shape. And that matters a lot to people.
Well, let's look a little bit at the cathedral itself. It was built at the end of the 19th century and it's got this very distinct Byzantine style of architecture, doesn't it? I mean, how did that come about? Why did the architect decide to go for this very distinctive style?
It was an ingenious suggestion made to Cardinal Vaughan by John Francis Bentley. Firstly, he didn't want to build in the prevailing Gothic style because just up the road, a kilometre or two away, is Westminster Abbey, which is such a superb example of medieval Gothic that we would be bound to suffer by comparison. Secondly, the Byzantine style does relate to a wider aspect of the church and so is not so rooted specifically to this culture, but proclaims that the Roman Catholic faith is a universal faith. But then there were some very practical reasons as well. You can build a Byzantine Florentine Cathedral relatively quickly and then decorated over the subsequent centuries. So the building was built in just 8 years and opened for worship, which was tremendous. And then finally, being based on a dome, it gives an ample space inside for 2,000 people to have an uninterrupted view of the liturgy, of the sacred liturgy, without pillars, columns, aisles being in the way. So for many reasons, it was an extraordinary and very fortuitous choice.
And is it true that it has the largest nave of a church in Britain?
The widest and the tallest nave of any church or cathedral in Britain, yes. Again, because we're not based on the arch of Gothic architecture, which only allows you a certain breadth of span. The dome of a Byzantine cathedral really enables you to have a very large and uncluttered space where people can celebrate and join in the liturgy.
I gather it's also famed for its fine marble work and that there are more than 100 different types used?
Absolutely. The builders of the cathedral opened up a lot of the ancient quarries. They, in fact, went back to some of the quarries that were used for Hagia Sophia in Constantinople, now Istanbul, and many ancient quarries to bring in that authentic Byzantine aspect. But we also looked around imaginatively for the St. Patrick's Chapel. We've used Irish marble, we've used Scottish marble for the St. Andrew's Chapel. There's even some Greek pentelic marble in the Chapel of St. Paul, recalling his links with Greece and preaching in Athens. So it's a real treasure trove of marble.
And finally, Westminster Cathedral, of course, has this choir, which is one of the most famous in the world. Tell us something about that.
When Cardinal Vaughan founded our cathedral in 1903, he wanted it to celebrate the liturgy to the highest possible standard, and so founded a cathedral school along the lines of Anglican cathedral schools. And ever since, that choir has really achieved the highest levels of church music. Under its very inspirational first director, Sir Richard Terry, they rediscovered a great wealth of polyphony that the church as a whole had really forgotten from the 16th and 17th century. And the choir here became really the first choir to rediscover and promote that sort of music. And ever since, it's really been a benchmark for singing the church's repertoire of historical music, as well as commissioning new pieces and singing every day, the only cathedral in the world where Mass is sung and solemn Mass is sung by the choir every single day. And we are very proud of that fact, remaining true to the vision of Cardinal Vaughan and recalling the great musical choral tradition of this country for so many centuries.
That was Monsignor Mark Langham, Administrator for Westminster Cathedral.